supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, what did researchers find when they checked into a fairly simple prevention measure?
Well, they interviewed close to 1,400 patients from 8 emergency departments in 7 states, and they specifically interviewed those who had either attempted suicide or were thinking of it. Now, Mike, and national guidelines urge emergency department doctors to ask suicidal patients if they have access to firearms or other lethal implements. But this study from the University of Colorado found that only half actually do. This is really troubling because, you know, the study also showed that multiple emergency room visits appear to be a risk factor for suicide, and many suicide victims are seen in the emergency room very shortly before their death.
So there's clearly a missed opportunity here.
Oh boy, big time a missed opportunity. You know, there's lots of things that can and should be done about this. And the reason it makes it so critical, especially firearms, 90% of suicide attempts with a firearm are fatal. Now, compare that to those who try to commit suicide with medication. Only 2% of them are fatal. So it's a significant issue.
What would help getting more buy-in from physicians here?
Physicians, many physicians, don't know what a great impact it is on someone in distress to have a physician just touch their shoulder, even their face, and look in their eyes, and just ask them a question. Just, what's going on? That's all. Listening for whatever, 30 seconds, it can have a significant impact. So in addition, there's a lot of other things they can do. You know, the vast majority of suicides and suicide attempts are based on untreated or undertreated clinical depression. So not only must they be referred to the appropriate psychotherapist or psychiatrist, there must be follow-up. There's a lot of research showing that follow-up phone calls, personal phone calls, increase the probability of follow-through. So there is a lot that can be done, and physicians can mobilize the family too, or social workers. You know, if there's an intact family that's supportive, the family can be mobilized to remove firearms to make sure they get into the right treatment. And they estimate that 20% of completed suicides can be prevented. That's a big number.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mike.